Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
You know what it's time for?
What is it time for?
One of those things where we give you a feel-good story. Everybody gets to feel good together.
Oh.
We all bond as humans. Except Steve comes over the turnbuckle with his cynicism.
Yeah.
And ruins it.
I do. I ruin the feel good.
He's not a mean person.
I can see through. I'm logical. You guys are all emotional and you're basing your decisions and things you say on emotion. I do based on logic.
Okay. So I just want to say, and I say this almost every time when we do Can't Steve Ruin This, myself and the two-headed monster, T-Hack and Aaron, the producers of this debacle, we feel like this is the one you can't ruin.
Oh, okay.
But I say this every single time, and then it's like...
And I always manage to find a way.
And by the end, you're like, yeah.
This one, though. Okay.
Ironclad.
Wow.
No way you can ruin it. As you may know, if you've heard Can't Steve Ruin This, we have an unlimited supply of theme songs for it. I've been told your choice today is between Amazon.comical or Vienna Scores or something. It's Vienna Scores at something, and I can't read the rest of it. So...
How about that for the first one? Sounded kind of
Amazon.comical. So here we go.
Okay.
This is a little thing we do called Can Steve Ruin This?
This is the theme song.
Yeah. Well, this is already ruining it for me. Okay.
Another story has come to you, Steve. Be true to yourself.
What?
Speak and believe. Your answer may not please everyone, so be honest to yourself, my son. Can Steve Ruin This? Look inside you. It may be Slacker playing the fool.
So I get it now that we're all the way in the middle of it.
Okay.
The Amazon's not Amazon that we're all thinking we're going to get a package in 2 days.
No, it's
the actual
river.
Yes. That was some sort of tribe in the actual Amazon. You ready for this?
I am.
A Scottish man recently lost his mother.
Oh.
But he will be forever grateful to have had the opportunity to say goodbye and to be with her when she took her last breath. He's forever grateful for the kind and compassionate stranger who made it happen. Ron Giles and his wife Charlene were traveling 200 miles hoping to make it to his dying mother's side in time when they got into a car accident and were left stranded on the side of the road.
Oh.
Ron was told by his insurance company that it would take a few hours for someone to pick them up and they'd only be able to give them a lift to the nearest train station. So there's 3 hours to pick them up, train station, then another couple hours to get to the mom. Moments later, Dean Moore was driving by and pulled over to see if they needed help. Ron explained his story, assuming nothing would happen, but Dean offered to drive them the rest of the way.
What?
He drove the couple more than 3 hours, got them to their mother's bedside. He then turned around and drove the 3 hours back home.
So the guy made it to his...
Ron got to spend 3 total hours with his mom before she died. He says, I just can't put into words what that lad did for us.
Wow.
Can Steve ruin that?
To be honest, outside of he had how many hours with the mom? So there was really no urgency. I mean, he had
3 hours, but if the insurance company took 3 hours to get to him and then he had to get on a train, he would have never seen his mother.
Without the kindness of the stranger, never would have. I mean, he would have seen his mom, just not alive.
Don't do this.
When my mom was on her deathbed, I failed. I was the only family member that didn't make it back. So I can kind of, I don't want to put my personal, no, that's not cool to do. You know,
I mean, is Is that is that a regret for you? I mean, I know it would obviously be a regret for you, but yeah. I mean, you couldn't have made it back. You didn't have a dean or somebody.
Right.
You weren't.
So I can't actually, for the first time ever, dude, I can't wreck this story. Can you find a way to wreck this story?
Well, I mean, the guy's got crappy insurance.
There is.
But it doesn't ruin the other.
Right.
I mean.
The goodness of
the. Are we literally.
I can't find an angle.
Are we witnessing.
I can't find a way to ruin this one. Whatever.
This is the most historic moment.
There's got to
be. Because we actually.
Yeah, I sympathize. Because I personally sympathize. And I'm glad it worked out well for them. And I can't crap on this one.
We found a story.
I guess so.
People. Go out, bet it all on red, do what you gotta do, because Steve couldn't ruin this. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.